We continue Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the halachas and the concepts of hidur mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchos Issurim Mizbeach, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, says as follows: Mach shekulam ksherim lemnachas lamnu. Nimnu, if every ingredient is kosher to bring for Karban Mincha, why were certain ingredients singled out? Says the Rambam, Kde lay the yofa, shein lamala memenu, vashava pachas sherotz aliskus latzmoi. If somebody wants to bizoicha, yokev yitzra haya, v'yachav yodoi. If somebody wants to have the ability to overcome his Yetzer Hara, says the Rama, the way one has the ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara, V'yachav Yodai, he should be generous, V'yachav Kabona, Menayofa, Menamishabach. He should bring a carbon from what's Menayofa, Meshabach, B'yoyser, Shabayser, Min Shiyavim Menu. The way a person can overcome his Yetzer Hara is why when he has to bring a carbon, he should bring the carbon from the best that's available. And the Rambam continues because the Torah teaches us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the carbon of Hevel, because Hevel brought the nicest and the best. And so is the halacha when anybody does something l'shem Hashem, shiyeh ma'ano v'atoiv, he should bring the best. In Barnabas tefillah, if somebody builds a shul, yeh'ano mi'beis yeshivasoi, it should be nicer than his home. Hechel rov, if he's giving someone who's hungry to eat, yachal manatoy v'amosu shabashulchanai, he should give him from the best and sweetest foods that he has available to himself. Kisa orim, if he's giving someone who needs clothing, yechasim manayofa shabaksusai, he should give him the best clothing available. Higdish dover, if he's being magdish something, yagdish manayofa shabanachosav, he should be magdish from the best that's available to him. The Rambam goes into great detail in teaching us that one should, in every situation, in every mitzvah that he does, he should use the best available for him. And the Rambam says that that's a way that a person will have the ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Our Gemara used as one of the examples of a hidden mitzvah, the Gemara used tzitzis nor as an example. And Rashi in Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Tes Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskil B'Hidur, says not just that the tzitzis should be nice, but even the talus, the garment one uses for the tzitzis, there's a hidden mitzvah that it should be a beautiful garment. So the Dvar Avraham asks, the tzitzis, we could understand, are a mitzvah, and there's a concept of hidden mitzvah. But what is the concept of hidden mitzvah by the talus? The talus is not the mitzvah. The tzitzis are the mitzvah. So Rav Moshe and Digros Moshe Aruchaim Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Pei Zayin says, of course, if somebody happens to be wearing a four-cornered beged, his suit, his jacket, his shirt, happens to be a four-cornered garment, such an individual, says Rav Moshe, is not obligated to buy specifically a nice garment, because that's going to be the garment on which she's putting on the tzitzis. But Moshe says what the halacha that Rashi is referring to is like us, that our garments are not typically four-cornered garments, but we buy tzitzis, a talus cotton or a talus, in order that we should be able to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. Says Rav Moshe that if you're buying a garment and the entire purpose of you buying this garment is in order for you to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis, the mitzvah of hidden mitzvah teaches us, and it's Rashi who's saying that is included in the mitzvah of hidden mitzvah. But as we explained in our previous year, based on the Brisker Rav, there are two types of hidden mitzvah. There's hidden mitzvah in the mitzvah itself, that would be tzitzis nor. And then there's hidden mitzvah not in the mitzvah itself, that would be talus nor. The Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo says it's not coincidental that the din of hidden mitzvah, as our Gemara teaches us, that we learn from the pasuk of Ze Keli Vanveyu, is mentioned specifically by the Shira, which was the song that Klal Yisrael sang when they had a tremendous nes. He says, when somebody exerts himself, in fulfilling a mitzvah, he's zoicha, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should also go above the teva and treat him with nisim. He says, if we look at the entire history of Klal Yisrael, whenever Klal Yisrael went above and beyond, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyochol goes above and beyond for us. So Klal Yisrael, as they were standing by Kriyas Yamsuf, and they recognized the tremendous nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them, recognized that how do they come to that? Because in Mitzrayim, they were Moisa Nefesh. They did the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila, which all represented tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. When Klal Yisrael act in such a way that the Mahadarin, they go out of their way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of his way for us. There's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, in Shailos Tshuvos Or HaChaim, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. Actually, the Bi'ur HaLocha in Simen Tov Resh Lamed Ches, Sif Beis, the very Maskel Kol Shmoina, quotes this Chasam Sofer. Somebody needs an esrog, and the only esrog available to him is an esrog that was hung in the sukkah for nice sukkah. May one take down that esrog, obviously we're referring to a kosher esrog, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. And as the Chasam Sofer explains the question, if we're saying that hid the mitzvah is midaraisa, then we would not be allowed to take down an esrog which is hung for a hidden mitzvah, which is a deraisa, to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalad Minim on Chol Moed, which according to all opinions is only midrabbanim. And therefore taking that esrog would be lowering the kedusha. We would be taking it from a mitzvah deraisa to a mitzvah derabbanim. If, however, the entire obligation of hidden mitzvah is midrabbanon, then you would be allowed to take down the esrog. Because, on the contrary, Until now, the esrog was only being there to be mahadra mitzvah. It wasn't the mitzvah itself. And now, we're going to be actually using the mitzvah. We're going to be using the esrog for a mitzvah, albeit a mitzvah derabbanan. There's some sofer paskins that you can't take down that esrog to be mekayim, the mitzvah dal minim, because obviously he is of the opinion that hid the mitzvah is derabbanan. The Shaul Sechuvis, Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Aleph, Simila Medalib, discusses the following question. There was someone who had kosher dalaminim, but he wants to push off doing the mitzvah to later in the day in order to get nicer dalaminim, to have a hodor. Should he or should he not? On one hand, there's a concept of Zrizim Magdim La Mitzvahs. On the other hand, we're learning how important Hiddur is. The Shvus Yaakov paskins that he should wait. He does, however, say that it's only in a situation where one is certain that by waiting he will get nicer dalad minim. And of course, this is the source for a minig that many people have. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Tov Kovov says that most people, we wait to do Kiddush Levana on Tel Matzoi Shabbos, even though we maybe could do Kiddush Levana already earlier in the week. From here we see that that hid the mitzvah is more important than Kiddush Levana. However, the Mishnah Brewer there in Sifkat and Chof quotes the Gra that says that one should not wait, but especially in the winter where there's a problem that if you wait till Matzah Shabbos, you may lose the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana. So it could be that conceptually, certainly the Mishnah Brura and maybe even the Gra agree that Hid the Mitzvah takes precedence. Kiddush Levana, because of the concern that the moon may not be there, may be an exception. The Chibina Rav and the Shaul Sechuvis Doiviv Misharim Chelik Aleph Simen Mem Zayin discusses an interesting Shaila. We know that everybody has the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, as the Pasuk says. We also know that whenever one could fulfill a mitzvah, it's preferable that one should do the mitzvah himself versus asking someone to do the mitzvah, versus asking a shliach to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah boy, yoytze mevashlucha. So now a question that the Chibina Rav discusses is as follows. I could write a Sefer Torah, but it won't be so nice. I'm not such a expert cipher. Or I could hire a cipher who has a beautiful handwriting and will write a much nicer Sefer Torah. What should I do? He says that the concept of Hiddur Mitzvah is so important that it's better that I should ask a sofer to write the Sefer Torah on my behalf versus me writing the Sefer Torah. He does, however, say that there's a way of fulfilling everything, and that is by asking, by leaving the last letter of the Sefer Torah to be written by the person who's donating the Sefer Torah himself. The Masham in Chelik Vav Simen Gimel discusses the following Shaila. He says there was a shul that has many Sefer Torah. Some are Sefer Torah that are Muhudarim, and some are Kosher. And the question that the Gaboyim of the shul ask him is perhaps they should only use the Sefer Torah that are Muhudarim, as we're learning how important the concept of hidden mitzvah is, so maybe they should only use the Sefer Torah that are muhudarim and not the other Sefer Torah, which are only kosher. The Masham disagrees. He says, as important as the concept of hidden mitzvah is, there's another conflicting concept over here. And that's the concept of the Zayin Sefer Torah. And if we're only going to use the Sefer Torah that are muhudarim, it will cause a bizayin to the other Sefer Torah. And that is not allowed. The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Kuf Chof Tes says, Kabbis Hashem Mahoncha. Shemata Koina Agus Lishma Kesvazov. If somebody buys a chest to put away his valuables, he buys a nice chest. So too, says Yesh L'chol Nois Agus No Latznei Sefer Chav Tfilcha. You should buy a beautiful chest to put away your Sfarim, your Tfilin. Kabir Hashem Mahoncha Mimasha Nocha. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, you should use in order to fulfill mitzvahs. Yesh L'chol Kol Orev Mitzvah L'Spal. You have a nice voice, use it to daven. Zekeli Van Veyu Hisnor L'fnov B'mitzvahs. Esrigno, Lulavno, Sukuno, Talisno, Kain Tassel Kol Chavtzi Hashem. However, the Sefer Chassidim says that even though, this is in Simen Tuf Tuf Ayin Ches, that even though there's a concept of hidden mitzvah, a person should not get delayed in order to fulfill the mitzvah. And if now I have the ability to do a mitzvah, I should do it immediately, even though maybe I should wait. And if I wait, in other words, I'm going to buy an esrig, maybe I should wait till I get a nicer esrig, hit the mitzvah. Because Allah is chashti v'lohis mamati lishma mitzvasecha. The pasuk says in Tehillim, whenever you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah, do it. We quoted the Shvus Yaakov earlier, that the Shvus Yaakov says that a person should wait in order to fulfill the mitzvah behider. How will the Shvus Yaakov, how can we explain the Shvus Yaakov according to the words of the Sefer Chassidim? I think there is no contradiction. The Sefer Chassidim is referring to a situation where you go into the store to buy an esrig. You come to the store, you see a nice esrig, and you prepare to buy it. So the halacha is that you should buy that, it says the Sefer Chassidim, don't start thinking, you know what, maybe I should wait. And if I wait, maybe I'll find a nicer esrig. That is not what we want to do. Buy the esrig. The Shvus Yaakov situation was a situation where the person knew that by waiting he's going to have a nicer esrig. When he knows for sure, that's when hidden mitzvah kicks in. How much should one spend extra in order to fulfill hidden mitzvah? So the law is that a person should spend up to a shlish to spend for hidden mitzvah. However, that's only in a situation where that shlish is not more than 10% of his assets. Furthermore, the halacha is, let's say one bought an esrig, and then he finds a nicer esrig. So, the two halachas. If there are two esrogim available, one is nicer than the other, how much more should, both are kosher, just one is nicer than the other, how much should we want prepared to spend extra for the nicer mitzvah? A third more. But let's say someone already bought an esrig, and then he finds a nicer esrig. What should he do? So there the halacha is that if he's not obligated to buy the second esrig, if he can't give back the first esrig, only if he can give back the first esrig, even though the second esrig will cost him a third more, that's when he should buy it. Al Gemara said, Zekeli van Veyu, Hisnor Lefonav B'mitzvah. So the Mefarshim ask, what is the wording of the Gemara of hisna lefonov b'mitzvahs. Why does the Gemara use the word hisna lefonov? So the chida, I think this is what the chida means to say. The chida says a person who is mahadir b'mitzvahs is actually showing that he considers lefonov. He considers himself always standing in front of Hashem. Because if Hashem is here, if when I do a mitzvah, I feel and I recognize as if I am standing in front of Hashem, the way I will fulfill the mitzvah will be entirely different. Hisna lefana b'mitzvahs. Someone who does mitzvahs behider is showing that he recognizes that he is always lefanov, that he is always standing in the presence of Hashem.